The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint, still summery Sandpoint, and 1450 AM KBFI in always beautiful Bonner's Ferry. You can also catch us on 97.3 FM or even better at North Idaho Radio. com. It's Thursday. It must mean this is North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte. And just a real quick programming note, for those of you who have may expected yesterday's local hour to feature a Ricky's Top 10, well, it didn't. It was Lissa Marquardt. Once again, two shows she had this week. We've moved things around a little bit, now Mondays, we're going to try to be a little more consistent here. So Mondays are going to be our American Stories features, which is a great program. I really enjoy that. Tuesday will be, of course, Barbara Carpenter. Wednesdays will be a mixture of the specialty shows like Lissa's that were on Mondays or Fridays are now going to be on Wednesdays. Got that? Okay. So Thursdays will be North Idaho Thursday, and Fridays will be just like Monday and have another feature of our American Stories. Got all that? It's going to be a test later on, so you should practice this. But wait, what about Ricky's Top 10? Well, it's no longer on Wednesdays. It will be featured on a monthly basis on the second Thursday of every month. I know it sounds confusing, but it's really, really simple, and you'll get used to it because I know there's a lot of regular listeners out there. So just remember, Mondays and Fridays will be our American Stories, and then our features during the week. Barbara will always be on Tuesday. I will always be on Thursday. Those are the constants. Anyway, we've got a good one for you today as we will meet Arla from North Idaho Massage School. They're starting a new class next week, and she'll be along to tell us all about that. Also today, we will have our weekly Bonner General Health segment. This week, Dr. Joseph Wassef will join us once again. Always a pleasure to have Dr. Joe on the show. What else is going on? Of course, it's a Labor Day weekend this weekend. And one of the great things about Labor Day weekend is Schweitzer hosting their popular Fall Fest spanning over Fridays beginning tomorrow, 4 days beginning tomorrow. Mixed up Friday and 4 days, through Monday the 6th up on the mountain. Live bands all 4 days. Bring a blanket and a chair. It's a bit cool up there. They'll feature 80 beers for beer tasting. There's cider, seltzers, a handful of wines in the beer tent, which will be located near the bottom of the Great Escape Quad. Kids can mix their own flavors and create wild concoctions at the soda station. Plus, there's arts and crafts and a lot of fun. It's the last weekend for the summer season up at Schweitzer, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Great views to get up there and enjoy that. Also this weekend, tomorrow through Monday, Artist Studio Tour, annual self-guided driving tour of working studios throughout North Idaho. For more information on that and see the map, it's arttourdrive.org, arttourdrive.org. Music tomorrow at the winery, Jake Rosier from 5 until 8. Oh, tomorrow, football. Bulldogs won big time over Post Falls last week on the road. They are home tomorrow on the turf, and the team from Coeur d'Alene, which has had kind of a dynasty in Idaho here for the last several years, they are going to meet this very strong Bulldog team tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We'll have the pregame for you at about 6:45 with Chris Chatburn, and you can listen to that here on 1400 AM and also on Rock 103. Or anywhere you are on the Rock 103 app, just go to Listen Live and you will hear Chris and Jay from the field. Or better yet, if you're around, go to the game. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also tomorrow night, Matchwood Brewing hosting live outdoors from 7 till 9 with Portland-based cosmic Americana folk duo Dead Lee. Dead Lee describes himself as Elliot Smith meets Dolly Parton in space. All right. Saturday, of course, Farmers Market, a little more down to earth at the Farmers Market, 9 until 1. It is the first free Saturday at the museum, Bonner County Historical Museum, and that means free admission. It's at the end of Ellis Street here in Lakeview Park, 10 until 2. This month's event is sponsored by Ruth and Dan Wimberly, and for more information on that or anything that happens there, you can go to bonnercountyhistory.org. BonnerCountyHistory.org. Lots more going on this weekend in and around North Idaho. I'll get to more of that later on in the show. But in just a moment, we're going to meet Arla from the Massage School. She's going to tell us all about what happens there. And we'll get to that right after this.
On Saturday, September 11, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the co-op will host our annual Country Spirit Day celebration. This is the event we usually do in the spring, but this year, it will be in September. We will have community booths, vendor booths, a kids zone with petting zoo, face painting, and new this year, the Farm Bureau Ag and School Education booth. We will have a free drawing for a propane grill from our energy department and great deals in the store. Papa Murphy's will be serving free pizza from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the store. We hope you can make it a point to stop by and see us for some great door prizes, drawings, and free pizza. It's all happening on September 11th at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934, 208-263-6820.
This is Savannah with a message from North Idaho Collision Repair Center. How many of you have had a problem with your internet, phone, or cable service and called that particular company only to end up frustrated with their lack of concern for your needs? Or perhaps you've taken your vehicle in for repairs and their work was less than satisfying, or they were rude, bullied you, or maybe even made you feel like you were being taken advantage of. Regardless of whether you're calling your cable company or a repair shop, as human beings, we should never be treated like this. Being in an accident, hitting a deer, or even the garage door are traumatic enough. From the moment you walk into the North Idaho Collision Repair Center, they will take care of all of your needs, from car rentals to insurance claims and everything in between.
This is Shane from North Idaho Collision, giving you my promise that we genuinely care about you on a personal level and are passionate about the way your vehicle is repaired. So come in and feel the difference at North Idaho Collision. And remember, it's always your choice where your vehicle is repaired.
For more information, visit them online at nicrepaircenter.com.
Summer in Idaho means getting outside and doing the things we love. Whether hiking, boating, fishing, there are countless ways to recreate in Idaho. When you go, it's important to treat the land, water, wildlife, and other people with respect. Remember to plan ahead, pack out all your trash, and always put campfires dead out. By following these steps, you help keep the Idaho outdoors a place for all to enjoy. Learn more at recreate.idaho.gov.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right. We are back on the aforementioned radio stations. I'm Bob Witte, along with you here on North Idaho Thursday, and we are about to meet Arla from the North Idaho Massage School. Arla, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. If anybody listening today in Sandpoint or Bonner's Ferry has maybe never heard of the North Idaho Massage School or what you guys do there or where you are, just tell us about it.
Well, we prepare students for a career in massage, which is pretty amazing. We find that a lot of our students love the healing aspects of massage, mm-hmm. and We have some really fun things that happen when they're in class and learning, and it's a pretty intense year for them. They're learning and growing a lot and experiencing a lot of new things, so it's really rewarding and challenging all at the same time.
And you were just telling me during the break that you were originally from Bonner's Ferry.
Was.
And moved away for a little while. Now do you live in Sandpoint now?
Yes, I live in Sandpoint. My mom was born and raised in Sandpoint, and my whole family moved here when I went to college, and so it was just made sense to come back to Sandpoint.
And was it your grandfather who was the milkman?
Yeah, he was the milk delivery man in the 50s. Yeah, we have some jokes about that.
I'm old enough, I remember our milkman coming. Well, we had 9 kids, so it was every day, but our milk delivery would be on the back porch.
And I miss those glass bottles.
Yeah.
I don't even drink milk anymore, but I miss the glass bottles.
Yeah, you can put your almond milk in it or whatever we drink these days. So is this only for people in Sandpoint, or is this the only North Idaho massage school? Are there other schools?
There's other schools in Post Falls and Coeur d'Alene.
Okay.
There used to be some in Naples, but I think we're the only ones this far north now. So we get a lot of students from Bonner's and Sandpoint. And sometimes I've had students from Newport, or even students that have moved here from, one of them came from over by Moses Lake. So they hear about us and come here to do this program. And it's 500 more hours than the average, actually than the state minimum, and more than most of them are. So it's actually a really high quality program.
Is that 500 free massages for people?
No. Well, it's a 1,000-hour program, and so they have about 300 hours in there where they're actually doing massage or learning to do different modalities.
Gotcha. So if somebody's interested in, or just sort of interested in massage, like they've enjoyed it, they always thought they would be good at it, what's the next step? What is the best thing for them to do? Do you have a website to check out, or do you invite them to come over and see the school, or what?
All the above. We do have a website. It's NI for North Idaho, massageacademy.com. Mm-hmm. So they can check that out, and there's a spot on there where they can ask for an admissions application. And then they can also come in. We're located on Highway 2, Suite 4, downstairs on the left in that building. And they can also give us a call at 265. I have own two businesses, so I always get the two mixed up. 208-265-1933.
So you own this business?
Mm-hmm.
And then are you an instructor as well?
I do some instruction on some of the business classes and things like that, but I have a really great team of people that do most of the instruction. I've got one guy who has his PhD in acupuncture, but he's also been a massage therapist for a long time. He's worked on people in the Olympics and kind of been all around. And then I've got some other staff who have been doing it since like 2005. And so I have a really great qualified team right now that are really great and breaking things down for the students in ways that make a lot of sense for them.
So if you're thinking about doing massage, I know a lot of people here locally who do it, and sometimes I look at it and I think, boy, how can she be that strong? I mean, is there some kind of like physical workout you need to do to build those muscles to be able to massage somebody for 60 or 90 minutes?
Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, when a massage therapist is kind of above you know, they're using that energy, that push down energy from above you. So that does make it a bit easier. So when they're, you know, using their elbows or other things, it makes it easier to come from on top, instead of like if they were horizontal with you and trying to push, it would be a lot harder for them. So they do have a class to teach ergonomics so that they're hopefully doing it in ways that don't hurt themselves and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's pretty amazing. And we do have a public clinic too, that where the public can come in and get massages for a very discounted rate.
It's going to be one of my last questions.
Next question.
So you said it takes about 1,000 hours. How does this work out if somebody works full time, but they want to go to the massage school? How do you fit that into everybody's schedule?
Oh, I feel for my students that are in that spot, because it's intense for them. Right now we have evening classes that are starting. Our next class is starting next Tuesday on the 7th, and it is a 6 to 9:30 class. There are times when it's a little bit less hours, times when it's a little bit more, depending on the topic, because sometimes we need a little more time to cover an important topic. So it is really intense for them. It's a year-long program. And the ones that are working full time during the week have clinics on the weekend, so they'll have like a Saturday clinic. So it's a pretty intense time for them, and I always run that fine line of like, try not to scare them off, but at the same time, prepare them for what they're about to do.
And when they've completed the 1,000 hours, is there like an exam or they have to pass some sort of a test somewhere to get licensed?
Yeah, so there's 47 states that use the exact same licensing test. It's called the MBLEX, and they have to go and take that test. They actually have to go to Spokane to take it, and it's proctored down there. There's a bank of like 180,000 questions, and they have to know, you know, as much as they can. And so they have to answer 100, and it just gets pulled randomly.
Gotcha.
And they have to know everything from all the muscles in Latin, which is really hard. Sometimes there's like six Latin names to one muscle, but each Latin word kind of describes where the muscle is and what it does and all that kind of stuff. So once you kind of can break down the Latin, you get to know, but it's a foreign language. So they're learning that and all the body systems and all that. So when they take this test, we have a pretty high passing rate compared to most of the 500-hour programs. And so they're usually pretty well prepared. They don't feel like it because it's a hard test and it's not a lot of fun. But they do really well. And I just had six of them graduate this month. So,
well, congratulations. Yeah. Speaking of that and graduating over the 1,000 hours, what is the timetable on that? What does it usually take? Like, if you're thinking about, I know you have a new class starting on Tuesday. When will that class graduate?
So that class will graduate in almost exactly a year from now. If we were to get shut down for COVID or something like that again, it might take a little bit more time, but normally it takes right about a year. I have had a couple classes that were done a couple weeks earlier than that, but it's usually at least a year.
Wow. That's a lot more intense than I think most people even imagined, like, to see somebody put up their shingle, like, I'm now a massage therapist, but didn't really realize what it took to become one.
Yeah, people are always amazed when I tell them that our students can come out of here and talk to a doctor about a muscle. You know, they can name the muscle and they know what the doctor's talking about, or they get a referral. It's really kind of amazing. People don't realize that that's the kind of learning that goes into a program like this. And so it's kind of exciting for them. They kind of like feeling smart, I think.
Yeah, so your graduates are going to be extremely qualified to do what you do for safety and health reasons. It's very, very important because they're messing with your body, right?
Right.
What about somebody who isn't licensed, but can they just start massaging people?
Well, legally, they're not supposed to for money. Okay. I mean, but, you know, we all kind of tend to help our family members if they're, you know, struggling. Yeah. A lot of us will go up and give them a back rub or things like that. But, yeah, legally, no, but I do think there's some people that come into it with a little bit more natural feel for it. You know, they're not maybe as afraid of hurting someone. A lot of my students, when they first start, they're really afraid of like hurting someone or breaking someone. So they're really a little more timid at first, and then they kind of grow into it. But yeah, and I mean, there are things that if you don't know what you're doing, you can cause like Bell's palsy and things like that if you don't know what you're doing as a massage, you know, if you're not really a massage therapist, but you're just playing around with it. So it is, school is really, really helpful for keeping everybody safe and then doing it in ways that are more effective. You know, we've had people come in that have had problems with carpal tunnel or haven't been able to move their thumb, or maybe had one guy was exposed to Agent Orange and was, after our lymph drainage class, finally had both of his legs at the same, they were both equal instead of one being really swollen. And so we've had a lot of really cool things like that happen when students get to know what they're supposed to be doing and how to do it properly.
Mm-hmm. Wow, a lot more than I even imagined. So you go to North Idaho Massage School and you're licensed in Idaho, but you take the test in Spokane. Are you okay to practice in Washington, or how does this work?
Yeah, so once a student is licensed in Idaho and they have a program that's as long as ours plus the MBLEX taken, they can go to any one of those other 47 states and apply for a license in that state. So as long as there's a few states that have like longer criteria, like 1,000-hour programs, but most of them are 500-hour programs in most states. So
we don't need to get too into this, but I've always wondered, you know, I've had lots of massage in my life. I just go and get a regular massage. I don't do it for the, you know, spa feely good massage. I like the more sports therapy type of massage. But let's talk for a few minutes about the types of massage. Like, what is Swedish? What is deep tissue? How do these differ?
Well, Swedish is something that a lot of people are familiar with because it's pretty much the most common. You know, if you get more therapeutic, it might be that you're working on someone who has an issue in their body and you're really trying to help them with that particular issue.
Like you have a bad back or whatever.
Yeah. And then medical massage also covers that. Medical massage usually has a goal and it's usually a lot more pointed in one direction. For example, maybe you're just working on carpal tunnel or you're just working on a frozen shoulder for a while. And so you have to submit all that information to an insurance company. And so that makes it a little bit different because it's very much focused on whatever is going on with that client.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So again, I know you have to run. You have something to do in 1 minute. But NorthIdahoMassageAcademy.com, there's a new class starting this Tuesday, and you still have room for that?
Yes, we do. So if people, as long as someone wants to come in, as long as we get them enrolled before the end of next week, it won't be too hard to catch up. But after that, it would be pretty difficult. So
yeah.
I don't want to put someone through that.
And so you're located on Highway 2, known as the Dover Highway, just up the street from here, just south or east of Division, I should say, on the south side of the street, and it says Highlands Spa. You're in that same building, or you can call 265-1933, 265-1933. Arlo, there's a lot more to talk about when it comes to the world of massage, so we're going to have you back on the show sometime soon, and we will do it.
All right. Thank you. That sounds great.
Thank you for joining us. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we have more weekend information to pass along, and then our Bonner General Health segment for this week. Dr. Joseph Wassef will be with us here in about 10 minutes, so stick around.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry. You'll love the Soulshine Bistro with its wonderful food selection plus beer and wine, and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Under the Sun is an eclectic gift shop and home decor store with the most unique merchandise under the sun. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique with many hand-picked items. Under the Sun is open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons.
Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet. Our family's been operating the Chevrolet dealership serving the Sandpoint area for over 30 years. Chevrolet has been represented in the Sandpoint area for nearly 100 years, and throughout the majority of that time, two local families have operated the dealership. What this adds up to is experience. Taylor and Sons boasts the largest, most modern service department in the area, staffed with experienced technicians and advisors with hundreds of years of combined experience in the group. Taylor & Sons sales department is led and staffed by a group of longtime Sandpoint locals with our community's best interest at heart. With nearly 300 verified reviews, Taylor & Sons carries a 4.8 out of 5-star rating on Google. What this means is that Taylor & Sons is the premier location in North Idaho to consider replacing your current vehicle or maintaining and repairing the one you currently have. You can view all of our current inventory and service specials online at tschevy.com. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
After their sound thrashing of the Trojans last Friday night, the Sandpoint Bulldogs step up to take on one of the top teams in all the state. The 5A powerhouse Coeur d'Alene Vikings come to Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, this week. It's another tough test and a strong early schedule for the Bulldogs, and you won't want to miss a minute of the action. Starting with the Oaks Fresh Market pregame show at 6:40, kickoff at 7 here at North Idaho's Radio. KSPT, KBFI, and 97.1 FM.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. We've got a couple of minutes to fill here before Dr. Wassef joins us from Bonner General Health for our segment for this week. And let's see, I mentioned the artist tour. You can go to arttourdrive.org, more information on that. We talked about Switzer hosting their annual Fall Fest. It's all weekend long. Go to switzer.com to learn what all is happening there. And it should be just a perfect weekend to go up and take the chairlift ride and see the amazing views. You just heard the spot for the Bulldog football game. And we mentioned First Free Saturday at the Bonner County History Museum. There's also the Funky Junk Antique Show. It's back. They're only open a few weekends a year, I believe. And it's the largest and longest running vintage and crafts festival in Idaho. Funky Junk Antique Show held from 10 to 4 Saturday and Sunday. This is a different one. This is at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. So you're going to check that out, 10 to 4 Saturday and Sunday. Vendors have stocked up with a vast array of vintage treasures and amazing one-of-a-kind creations. Along with great finds, there will be live music, a garden bar, and great food. There's also joining is Sisters on the Fly, the nationwide group of women with a caravan of vintage camp trailers. I'll go out and just check that out. Admission is just $5, and it's good for the entire weekend. Ages 12 and under are free. For more information on that, the FunkyJunkAntiqueShow.com. FunkyJunkAntiqueShow.com. Also, Saturday and Sunday is the Coaster Classic Car Shows. Classic cars from across the Northwest converge on Silverwood Theme Park during Labor Day weekend. The 19th annual Coaster Classic Car Show is one of the biggest events of its kind in the Inland Northwest. If you like cars that go fast, look good, or just remind you of the good old days, you got to check it out. Go to SweitzerThemePark.com. Saturday music at the winery, Sadie Cecilia from 5 to 8. She is one of the great. When she lived here in Sandpoint, it was Sadie Wagoner, as you may recall. She is just a sensational singer and for some reason seems to just shine when she is at the Pondere Winery. You don't want to miss this. It is Saturday, 5 and until 8. And on Sunday, you probably heard Don Thomas's ad right here on these radio stations for the annual Walk for Hope. This is the 6th annual Walk for Hope event with in-person and virtual options available this year. Participants may choose to walk together. It starts at 5 o'clock at Dog Beach. Or choose your own path the day of. This is a walk across the Long Bridge. It promotes suicide awareness, hope, and healing for our community. Registration forms are available at Kokanee Coffee, Sandpoint Furniture, Carpet One, and Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. You know, the whole Pondere Design Center campus out there by the mall, as well as online at walkforhopesandpoint.org. That's walkforhopesandpoint.org. All registered participants receive a shirt. Free hamburgers and hot dogs are also provided after the event, so that's coming up. And speaking of suicide prevention, coming up on this very show here after this last break will be Dr. Joseph Wassup from Bonner General Health, and we'll be talking about that very subject, so stick around.
Brave, bold Idaho.
Look to throw under pressure. He's brought down. Coming into the backfield like a missile. It's Trey Walker. Takes him down at the 41-yard line.
Trolls out to his right. Has an open target, and Kittle makes the catch. No one in front of him. Touchdown, Vandals.
It's Vandal football this Saturday at 1 against Simon Fraser in the Kibbe Dome. It's Military Appreciation Day. Active and retired military and first responders get in free. Vandal football Saturday at 1.
Do you have slow, unreliable internet? Intermax brings wireless internet and fiber to families throughout all of North Idaho. But our specialty is bringing a mountain of internet to homes that have challenges finding high-speed internet. Intermax offers internet packages starting at $65 a month. And right now, there are emergency grants available for those who qualify. You only pay $25 a month. Call and ask for Jamie, and your installation will be free.
Call Intermax Networks today for a mountain of high-speed internet, locally owned and operated. IntermaxNetworks.com.
Labor Day weekend and Schweitzer's Fall Fest are fast approaching. Check out an impressive selection of regional beers and great local live music. The perfect way to wrap up summer. For all the info on lineups, lodging, shuttles, and more, visit Schweitzer.com.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
Yokes Fresh Market is a family business that takes care of its family.
Being a teenager is tough.
There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
Summertime in the Northwest means the days are longer, so you can get more of the dirty work done. To do it, you'll want a TYM tractor from Jordan Sales and Service. Jordan's has the full line of TYM compact tractors, from the 21.5 horsepower to the 105 horsepower tractor. Some models available with enclosed cabs and air conditioning. Jordan Sales and Service is your rural lifestyle dealer and home of I Love My Tractor. Stop by today and see your new TYM tractor at Jordan Sales and Service, 3200 West Southeast Way in Post Falls, or on the web at jordansales.com.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, and joining us on the phone, Dr. Joseph Wassef from Bonner General Health. Dr. Joe, how are you today?
Hey, Bob. Good chatting with you again. I'm okay.
Yeah, it's good having you back, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your extremely busy day. And before we get to your field of expertise, how are things in general this week at Bonner General? Are you still seeing a lot of the beds taken, as we've been, you know, seeing and hearing on the news?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. We're fluctuating anywhere between 80 and 95% capacity. So, yeah, it's pretty busy over here.
Yeah, it's, a lot of us, you know, we've driven by or ridden our bikes by, your testing that you do out in the parking lot and the lines in the morning. I mean, there were 79 new cases in the panhandle yesterday or the day before, which is unbelievable. It's back to at the major height of the COVID going on. So hopefully things improve here in the future. Now, in your department, what exactly, explain to people what your specialty is.
Well, I'm in the clinic called Bonner General Behavioral Health Clinic, and we have a number of different services, your traditional outpatient counseling, psychiatry, and then psychological testing.
Gotcha. So, Kristen, who gives me notes on this show, was telling me, and we've talked in the past about suicide and suicide prevention. I just mentioned the Walk for Hope going on for suicide awareness this Sunday on the Long Bridge. During this pandemic, the last year and a half, 2 years have been extremely stressful on people, obviously, and have you seen like an increase in suicide or suicide attempts or depression, or how are things in your department?
Yeah, I would say broadly, anxiety and depression have just gone up universally, and so we're having the conversation more and more, and in part just to assess. And I'd have to actually look at the numbers. I don't think I could quote them for you, mm-hmm. Bob, off the top of my head, whether there's been an increase in actual completions of suicidality. But the conversation is certainly happening a lot more. I think it's also a good time that we're having this conversation because it's about to be back to school. And mm-hmm. Anytime there's an increase in stress, and as well as uncertainty, that's a good time to be having this conversation.
So are there risk factors that can make someone more susceptible to even contemplate suicide?
There's a lot of different factors, and there's, you know, that's what makes this challenging, right? Is that there's not just like those three things that if I ask about those or if I'm aware of those three things, then I'm going to be mm-hmm. able to accurately assess someone's level of risk. There's a lot of different factors, but certainly stress is one of them. You know, feelings of helplessness and hopelessness, despair, not having, you know, being able to look forward to something in our future, you know, substance use. There's a lot of different factors.
And you mentioned going back to school. I just remember a long time ago when I was, say, in high school and college, suicide wasn't things that we were really seemed to be, at least in my school, it really exposed to or even hear much about, as opposed to it being more widely happening in schools these days. What are the factors that contribute to that? Is it like social media, or is there just more stress and pressure on teenagers in particular these days?
Well, maybe I'm not understanding your question exactly. Like, what is it about school that creates more stress?
Or why is it seem to be more common amongst teenagers now than it was, say, 30, 40, 50 years ago?
Yeah, I think this is a great conversation, probably longer than we need to that we have in 15 minutes, because I don't know that it is, right?
Okay.
Other than, or at least that the numbers have changed. I think it's more of a prevalent conversation in
gotcha.
Part. I think that's good that we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what I mean by it being good. Not ever that you know, suicide's a good thing. But I'm glad that it's part a little bit more of the vernacular, so that people feel comfortable actually asking and saying the question, like, "Hey, are you thinking about hurting yourself?"
Yeah.
So that someone might actually feel like they can be heard.
So, what are some of the warning signs that like parents should be looking for, or anybody be looking for in their loved ones or friends? Is it always the person who's like, oh, she's always depressed, you know, wonder if she thinks about suicide? Or is it oftentimes people that, boy, that's the last person I would have thought?
I think both are factors. And I'm having a little deja vu here, and that I think you and I have had this exact conversation at least one other time that you know, both are significant concerns. The traditional classic sort of presentation of depression, where, you know, low mood and low energy and helplessness and you know, just feelings of despair, certainly are risk factors. But the folks that tend to catch people by surprise usually don't have that kind of presentation. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's actually the uber successful star athlete, captain of the whatever, you know, president of the whatever, and just feeling this sense of like, I have to succeed or be perfect. And when that doesn't come to fruition, or, you know, or that sense of like, I just can't keep this up, those are also risk factors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine somebody who is, like you said, uber successful cannot handle not being successful, and it just becomes overwhelming. You know, we've talked about, like you said, in the past, the risk factors for suicide. What are some of the protective factors? Like, if people come to see you, what exactly, how do you help them? What is the process?
Yeah, I'm glad that we're talking about this, because this is sort of another spin on the same topic, you know, a sort of a more positive strength-based approach. So there are a number of different variables that we've been able to identify, or researchers have been able to identify, that help us not say that this person is not still at risk for completion of suicide, but it, you know, we would call these a buffering factor. So if they have like a good social, good and positive social group, right? That is able to be supportive, you know, less likely to be, you know, encouraging of significant substance use or risky behavior, and you know, otherwise supportive and willing to, and able to be there. That's a huge positive factor. Future orientation is something that we talk a lot about. So, When someone just doesn't have something to look forward to, that's a big warning sign. When they can't see beyond the here and now, this specific moment. People that have a family vacation or someone coming to visit or, you know, something of that nature, that those are positive factors. Pets are actually positive factors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of time that when I've spoken to folks that have been in this level of despair, just being able to say or think or feel like, you know, I might have these thoughts, but I would never do it because I would never want to put this person through it, or I would worry about, you know, my dog, because that's you know, an important factor. And I see it more and more, actually. We talk a lot about pets. Other factors, you know, I've mentioned substance use a lot of times. Anytime we're, like, removing the break or the pause that naturally comes from, you know, contemplating our decisions, you know, substance use tends to remove that break or that pause. So that's a big risk factor. So folks that are willing or wanting or able to take a break from alcohol or other mm-hmm. things, that's a really good sign.
So how do you treat people like that are in this situation who are reaching out or are looking for help?
Well, first of all, a lot of like validation, right? So, you know, I think we're all at risk for going into the fixing mode sometimes, you know, and perhaps a little too quickly. Fixing meaning like, all right, we're going to develop a plan and this is how we're going to do it. We're going to solve all the problems right now. And yes, I would say that is a really important aspect of treatment and change and supporting somebody when they're in despair and, mm-hmm. and struggling to make decisions for themselves. But I'd also say it's really, really important to do an element of validation and recognizing where the person is at. And that, you know, when someone feels like they're heard and understood and seen, then they're more likely to hear what comes next.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate all the information. Talking to Dr. Joe Wassef from Bonner General Health, and just looking at your bio, you grew up in Annapolis, Maryland, got your bachelor's degree from Penn State and a master's of education from Gonzaga. You also attended West Virginia University and earned a second master's in counseling and doctorate in counseling psychology. That's a lot of school.
Yeah, there's actually been one more postdoctorate master's in psychopharmacology, but yeah,
so
that's cool.
What is psychopharmacology?
So in the state of Idaho, and this is a growing trend, there's, at my last count, 5 states in the country, especially states that tend to be, you know, have a greater rural population,
mm-hmm.
Psychologists with an additional 2 to 3 years of training are able to prescribe medication. So that's what that allows me to do.
That's great. So you work with patients from the age of 8 and up, including testing and counseling. And I see that when you were at Penn State, you weren't on the football team, as everybody thinks
no.
about Penn State as a
yeah,
as the football. Are you a football fan?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This time of year, you know, that's where your brain goes. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing when you see on TV, what is it, once a year where they have the Nittany Lions whiteout and everybody wears white.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. But you were on the cycling team. And,
I was,
And where did that take you? I mean, you guys go to cycling competitions around the country and stuff?
Yeah, ours was the Northeast region.
Uh-huh.
So we would go as far up as Maine to race, and then I forget how far west we went, but you know, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't cross the Mississippi. And it was great. It was fantastic. I loved it. Got to see a lot of the country, and we didn't spend a lot of time in the cities because we were pretty much focused on racing. But it was a blast.
Yeah. So what type of racing was it? What does the cycling team do?
Yeah, we were roadies, so there's different types of
yeah.
racing, you know, mountain biking and whatnot. So we, you know, when you think of like the Tour de France kind of thing, that's the style. We certainly were not doing big stage races like that, but there's criteriums, which are short, sort of
mm-hmm.
around the block kind of thing. That's sort of the best spectator kind of race.
Absolutely.
People tend to line up on the corners and wait for crashes.
Because once one goes down, it's just like a domino effect.
Yeah. When unfortunately, that's the case. And then there's longer races and sprints and all kinds of different things. But yeah.
Well, that's great. So, do you still get out and bike? I mean, you live in a beautiful area for this.
Yeah, I will say I've almost entirely transitioned over to mountain biking in this part of the world.
Oh.
But yeah, still have a garage full of bikes.
Well, I was going to ask if you do the Chafe 150, but if you're more into mountain biking, I would assume.
No, I did it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it this year. I lament, but yeah, I love that event. I will do it again.
And did you do the full 150?
I did. No, I didn't. No, I wish I could say that I did, but I didn't. No.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Dr. Joe Wasif from Bonner General Health, I know you're busy and need to get back to work. I really appreciate you phoning in and for all you do for folks. And once again, the Walk for Hope for Teen Suicide Awareness is this Sunday evening, 5 o'clock on the Long Bridge. And you can contact anybody at Sandpoint Furniture or Selkirk Glass or Carpet One for more information on that. And if you have a loved one or you know someone who or you just need some advice, you can go to Idaho Suicide Prevention and talk to somebody. It's an easy number to remember, 800-273-TALK. 800-273-8255. That's 273-8255 for Idaho Suicide Prevention. And you're with the Behavioral Health at Bonner General, and you can go to their website and click on Behavioral Health and get a hotline there, or just call the Bonner General Health for more information. Dr. Joe, thanks for joining us, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
Same to you, Bob.
All right. Take care. Speaking of Labor Day weekend, we mentioned all kinds of events that are going on. And, oh, again, I'll give you that website for the Walk for Hope. It's walkforhopesandpoint.org, walkforhopesandpoint.org. And another event that took the year off because of the pandemic last year and is back for this year is the Ponderay Bay Trail Fun Run, one of our favorite events. And believe it or not, it is their 9th annual. It's coming up, it's usually in June. It's usually one of the first running events of the season to kick off spring. But because of COVID and everything, it was pushed back to October 3rd, as so many other events have been pushed back into late September and October. October 3rd starts in front of at City Beach and goes out the Bay Trail back in, and it's a fundraiser for maintenance for the Ponderay Bay Trail. It goes along the shores of Lake Ponderay and Sand Creek. It's a family-friendly 5K and 10K run or walk, or you could take a stroller with the kids, or just, you know, there's some serious runners, and I MC this event every year. I always ask the serious runners to get in the front and the casual runners and walkers to be behind them. So it's a 5K and 10K run or walk. It benefits Friends of Ponderay Bay Trail's mission to support an enhancement and expansion of the Lakeshore Trail by connecting the communities of Sandpoint, Ponderay, and Kootenai. Register online at pobtrail.org. That's pobponderaybaytrail.org. And you want to register before October the 2nd. Registration is $25 per person over 13 years old. Kids 12 and under are free, and there are a lot of kids who do this. It really is a family-friendly event. Early registrants could pick up their packets from 4 to 6 p.m. on the day before, October 2nd, at a tent located at Trinity at City Beach. Again, for more information and to register, go to pobtrail.org. All right, and remember, Labor Day weekend is right here, folks. It is a great weekend to get outside. The weather is going to be sensational, maybe low 80s, a little cool at night, perfect for sleeping. And it's a great weekend to get up to a Fall Fest at Schweitzer. There's food, there's music, there's fun, there's chairlift rides, there's just great stuff to get outside and enjoy that in the Sky House and all of that. It's the last weekend that Schweitzer's open for all of these great events. There's also, besides the food vendors, which I mentioned, there's arts and crafts and things like that. There's something for everybody. Get up to Schweitzer, and you can get more details at schweitzer.com. That's it for me today. I'm back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.